Blog Talk Radio.
Truck.
Yes, it was. Oh, welcome to Lena's Talk, everybody. Come on in. The water's warm. There's no sharks here. Your opinions matter. Your voice matters. Susie and I want to hear from you tonight. We have a situation going on in the trucking industry right now. You know, I got to take my glasses off so I don't get mad and throw them here. So we have been slapped in the face by our government again. Our president of the United States called us, the truckers, the American heroes. But yet, he allowed one of ours to be charged with a felony and a misdemeanor in Minnesota. Let me finish sharing out this video. Susie, if you want to share this out, I'd like to get as many people on here tonight because I have something that I want to say to the whole trucking industry, and I want everybody to hear it. This is very important, okay. So we're going to take some time here. I can only be on here an hour tonight because I got to get out of here. I got to go drive and go into Colorado. So I got to leave at 7 o'clock tonight. So we got to do our thing, and I got to go. So,
Lena, the share button's gone.
My, oh, no, Susie.
Where's the share
button? Well, you know, mine said share to group, so I'm sharing this out to all the groups. I'm probably going to get kicked out of some of them for doing this. But, you know, I'm sorry. This is something that everybody who is unaware of what's going on in the world needs to know what's happening. They need to know. Nobody's talking about it. I'm going to talk about it because that's what we do here at Lana's Talk. We talk about things that nobody wants to talk about. So, because we like to keep things in the real. So, I am almost to the end of my list. Please, guys, share this video out. You're going to want to share this video out. You know, everybody in the trucking industry needs to know what is happening. You know, my computer just being so slow, you know, just to let me go down here. I think it's Facebook, you know. They're controlling how much you can do and what you can, you know. It's just ridiculous. So give us just a second here to get this done. I think you guys can sit here and stare at me for a while. Share out the video, please. I'm begging you guys. You know, most of the time, it really doesn't matter to me whether you're watching, but if I have one viewer, I have an audience. If I have my co-host, I got somebody to talk to. But this is super important. I mean, this is so important. I mean, I have a message. Susie has a message. And the only way we're going to get this message out is if you guys get people on here, let them see this live video. If you don't share it out now, I'm going to share it out when it's all over, and you're going to be going back and going, damn, why did I not get on here? Why did I not take part of this? Because I know that there are a lot of drivers out there that are more than keyboard warriors, that want to take a stand in this industry, and they want to do something to protect us. So, just keep looking at me. I'm almost done here. Susie, are you sharing this out?
Yes, ma'am.
You got anything? Okay. So, Susie's sharing this out. I tried to start a little bit early tonight so we could get the song in and we could get this shared out. But everything's so damn slow. You know, when you're in a hurry, everything's got to go at the speed of a turtle. So, guys, I see some people jumping on here. Hello, everybody. What?
I said that's the nature of life.
It is the nature of life. I can't see who is on here yet. As soon as I get done sharing this, I will acknowledge each and every one of you. So give me just a second, please. So slow. God, come on, Facebook. Ugh. Oh, you're not going to let me share anymore, you dumb thing. Well, you know, Facebook is being Facebook, so thank God we've got Blog Talk and all the other. You know, I've noticed, guys, that I have not been promoting our other sites that our show is on. So if you guys don't like Facebook and you don't like Blog Talk, you can go to Anchor FM and you can listen to our talk show on there. You can listen to it on radio, public radio. You can listen to iTunes. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can listen to it on Google. You can listen to it on Apple, because I put our show on there every week. And I have also put in the application to go be on Blog Talk iHeartRadio. So you'll be able to catch us on there as soon as that. We love you too, Savannah. Hey, Savannah, how are you tonight? Oh, my precious daughter. I just love her. Hey, John, how are you doing tonight? Let's see who else is on here. Ron's on here. Zach's on here. Susie said hello, everybody. Thank you, Susie, for responding to everybody. All right, so I am shared out. Everybody, please, please, please share this out. This has to do with the driver that was in Minnesota 5 months ago. And we all have watched that video over and over and over and over. And a news broke today. This saddens my heart. Bogdan Burico, 35, of Osteuajo, I'm kind of like Wayne. I don't know how to read things very well. So, and while I'm saying that, guys, tune in to The Driver's Side. He's a good guy. You guys need to be watching his show. He's very informative. So,
And he and his wife, Sheila, are so funny.
Yes, they are. They're very funny. So I'm trying to get Keith to come on with me because we kind of bounce off of each other like that, but he's not interested. He likes to stay behind the camera. You know, no, viewers, please don't go away. Please share this video out. Share, 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 okay? On Thursday, he was charged with a felony count of threats of violence and gross misdemeanor count of criminal vehicular operations. So for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, so the driver in the semi tank that drove onto I-35 West Bridge in Minneapolis during a protest over the death of George Floyd has been charged with two crimes after prosecutors says he wanted to scare people out of his path. We are going to address these comments because I know, being a driver, what I would do, and that right there, he wanted to scare people out of his path. Well, why the hell wouldn't he want to scare people out of his path? They're pulling drivers out of their trucks and beating them to death. So, yeah, I would want to scare you out of my path, too. So if anybody from that Black Lives Matter thing is watching this, I would have done the same thing. I would have drove through you. I wouldn't have stopped, though. Moving on. On May 31st, more than 1,000 protesters were on I-35 West Bridge near downtown Minneapolis when a petroleum tanker truck drove by Burico approached the bridge and headed towards the crowd. The charges say Burico did not stop until a person in the crowd stumbled and fell. Well, I wouldn't have stopped either until somebody stumbled and fell. Hell, at least he stopped. Hey, Alan, how's it going? Big mistake on his part because he's paid for it dearly for not being a terrorist and for not being a murderist. He's paying for stopping. According to the charges, investigators reviewed traffic cameras and a number of cell phones, all of which showed protesters screaming and running, panicked from the truck. The videos also show multiple vehicles stopped in the northbound lane and the drivers heading in the wrong directions on the entrance ramp. Oh, well, are any of those drivers charged with anything? Huh, that'll be interesting to see if they got charged with anything. Investigators used a similar semi-truck to reconstruct Vertico's drive. The reenactment showed that Vertico's line of sight would have provided him sufficient time to see the crowd and stop his truck, the charges say. Well, he did see the crowd. But what can he do? He can't back up, so he's got to go forward. So he decided to drive forward. Investigators also spoke to numerous people who said that they thought that they were going to be struck or killed by the truck. Of course they did, District Attorney of Minneapolis. Are you a stupid? Rated R, if you have any children listening, please get them away. You're a stupid mother effer. I said I'd clean it up because my granddaughter, she sneaks and watches my videos, so. You're dumb. Of course they're going to say that. The video shows people rushing to get out of the truck's path and with some jumping off of bridges into grassy areas below. At least one person suffered scrapes and abrasions to her leg as she tried to get out of the path. Oh, you poor woman. I guess you shouldn't have been down there doing what you were doing, trying to stop a semi. If scrapes and abrasions all you got and you didn't get killed by this semi driver by trying to stop him when he had nothing to do with this gentleman's death, you are a lucky woman because he suffered much more. You people pulled him out of his truck and almost beat him to death. Somebody fired shots. Two gunfires. Then you got in your truck and stole his wallet and his cell phone and terrorized his family, his pregnant wife. They had to move. So have any of you protesters had to move? I hope that your boo-boos are okay. Susie, if I'm getting out of line at any point, you need to check me here.
I'm just listening, Lena. I'll let you know. I was hoping you would comment about the gunfire because,
yeah.
I mean, that's,
yep.
You know, what I don't understand in this whole situation, and I've been saying this, and a lot of people in the trucking industry have been saying this, Steve Oatley, you know, from your favorite freight broker, he said it, the Hobbs Act. It's just like with the broker transparency thing that they're currently fighting right now. You know, the whole, why are the rules not being enforced? The Hobbs Act is even a bigger one that we need to be looking at right now, because according to that, you cannot impede interstate commerce. And anytime you are in a semi, that is interstate commerce. And these protesters are blatantly breaking the law, but yet not one of them is being held accountable for their actions. Yet you have a truck driver who, if you watch the video and you're an unbiased person and you watch the video, you can clearly see the man swerve his truck to prevent hitting someone who had fell on the ground.
Yes,
I have watched numerous videos, never saw anyone jump off a bridge. And even if they did, obviously they weren't hurt, but I do know they were threatening Bogdan, they were threatening to throw him over the overpass, throw him. So why is it that they're going to charge him, but none of these protesters were charged? None of them were charged for beating this man. None of them were charged for terroristic threats that they made against this poor man's wife.
Terrorism.
I'm mortified by this.
President Trump. When does the United States of America react to terroristic acts?
Oh, you mean when did we start negotiating with terrorists?
Negotiating, yes. When did the United States of America start negotiating with terrorists? And what they did in Minneapolis, what they're doing all over the country, burning down these cities, taking over these police stations, beating innocent people, killing innocent children, are terroristic acts, and we're negotiating with them. We are negotiating.
And the problem,
with
them. Here's the thing, Lena. I get where you're coming from. It's easy to blame President Trump because he's the highest office in the country. But the thing is his hands are tied to some degree. Because those elected officials in every state, in every city, in every county get to decide what they want to do in their area. There are certain rules. You know, of course, at some point, I feel like he could interfere, but I don't know, with it being an election year, part of me feels like he's afraid to interfere, because should he interfere, but to me that shouldn't matter. To me, politics should not affect someone. I don't know exactly how I'm trying to word this. A person's life is not a political game. And I feel like that's exactly what Bogdan is being treated as. He's being treated as a pawn in a political game.
He is being treated as a pawn.
And that's not fair.
It isn't fair, because if he's convicted, his driving career is over. He will lose his CDL, and he will never be able to drive again. Well, hell, he might as well just kill some people, you know? He might as well have just went ahead and killed some people. You know, that man, Bogdan Veriko, if you get this video, you are a hero. You saved so many people's lives that day. You are a hero. And here's what I have to say. I'm just going to go ahead and get this out of the way. The other day, Rick Santiago and Christian Bedejo did a live video, and they called me a talking head. I stepped away from the talking head side of the transportation world, of trying to do anything to change regulations, because I was attacked from day one. Day one. For whatever reason, I got attacked. And I started seeing that there wasn't the unity that everybody was saying that there was. And I'm not trying to cause division, so nobody take it this way. But I've seen and I heard a lot of things that I'm not going to reveal, because I don't want to cause any more division. But I stepped away. So I'm not a talking head. I haven't been a talking head. I cannot be held accountable or responsible for anything that is or isn't being done in the industry. But you know what? I'm back. I'm back, because I personally, Lana Danko from Lana's Talk, I'm going to Minnesota, and I'm going to protest in front of that courthouse for this man's rights. I'm going to demand that all charges are dropped against him. Anybody that wants to join me, this is the time that we take a stand. We've been slapped in the face. This is just the beginning of what they're going to do to our industry. They're going to have another reason now, if he's convicted, to add more regulations to us. So if we don't stop this now, guys, we're not going to be able to work. There's already too many regulations. But we want to get on Facebook, and we want to talk about it on Facebook. You don't have to shut your trucking company down to do this. Drive your car. Come to Minnesota. I am calling out Mike Landis, Charles Claiborne, UTA, Claudia, Yanni, USTA, the ATA, fuck, I don't care. Anybody who says that they represent the trucking industry, right now is your time to put the damn swords down. Stop swinging your fucking dick. Gather with me in Minnesota and let's do a protest for this man, for his rights, so that his life is not destroyed. It's already been devastated. He had to move out of his home. His pregnant wife received death threats daily. He can't drive anymore. For what? Because he didn't stop and he drove on, or because he stopped. Because he stopped. Instead of driving on through and not wanting to be a murderer, not wanting to kill any of those stupid idiots that would have done what they did with the FedEx truck. Am I wrong or right, Susie?
You're right.
You know,
I mean,
they would have done exactly to his truck what they did to the FedEx guy. So, he stopped.
Well,
he made a conscious decision to stop.
That's right. I mean, you know, that FedEx driver, you know, he made a choice and he kept driving, and someone lost their life. And he has to live with that. You know, I understand why he did what he did, because he was afraid for his own life.
I would not have stopped. And I'm telling anybody that's watching this that is a protester, if you are on the highway and you're blocking it, and I know that these videos get downloaded and recorded, I will not stop. I will not endanger my life. I will not. I'm not a murderer. I'm not a terrorist. I don't want to take anybody's life. So please know that. I will not stop.
I don't think there is a driver, a professional driver in America, plow this country, to keep this country going, that has any desire to injure someone, to take someone's life. That is not what they want to do. And, you know, my husband was involved in an accident many years ago. It ended up being a fatality in that accident, and it haunted him. It was not his fault at all. The other driver fell asleep, but it haunted my husband. It still haunts him. You know, and so it's sickening to me that people think that truck drivers would intentionally drive into a crowd of protesters just with the sole purpose of killing someone. There is not a driver in this country, not that I know of. I'm not going to say there's no one, because there may be. So I'm not going to paint with the broadest brushstroke I can, but not a single person that I know would purposely harm anyone or take anyone's life in that manner. But at the same time,
I believe that you're right.
You all have a family to come home to, you know. And if anyone listening to our voices tonight or watching this video tonight, if you are not familiar with Reginald Denny, please, for the love of God, go look it up. Go look it up and watch what happened to that man. Because he stopped his truck. Go look, and you will understand. You will get a better understanding of why drivers are so passionate about the situation that is going on now, and why they are so afraid to stop. I'm not saying that you guys shouldn't protest. If you want a protesting on the interstate, do. What does it do for your cause? Why are you not protesting in front of your state lawmakers? Why are you not going and standing in front of them and telling them how you feel? We're not your enemy. They are.
That's right. That's right, Susie. And you know what? I just have to say this. I got to take this sweater off. I'm working up a heat stroke here. You don't have to be in the trucking industry. You don't have to be a truck driver. But if you have any respect or love for the trucking industry, guys, I want you to look down at that shirt that you have on. Look at those shoes that you have on. Go to the kitchen and look at that food that you have in your cabinets. Look at your babies. Look at the diapers on their butts and the powder that you use to put that on there. How do you think you got that? Bogdan Vertico, Lana Danko, Keith Danko, Dwayne Carlton, and many more, Joe Denny, Sean McIntosh. That's how you got this stuff. Without us, this country doesn't run. So we are the idiots that continue to supply the protesters the ammunition that they needed to protest. Had we have just cut the supplies, they would have had to have gone home because they didn't have any more supplies. No more food, no more water, no more medication, no supplies to be able to function. So maybe it would have ended.
And you know what?
There.
And you know what, Lena? No fuel to drive their cars.
No
to go down there and block that man's truck after he just delivered fuel because one of the store owners that he supplied, not to mention it was a black-owned business, called him and begged him to bring fuel to his store, even though the protests were happening. He did it because that was a man that he had respect for, and he wanted to make sure that that man's business could continue to run.
And now he's facing felony and misdemeanor charges, and if he's convicted, he will never drive again. And the brutality of the beating, the pain that this man suffered. You know, what the fear, how about the fear? Could you imagine being in jail and your pregnant wife at home with your other child worrying for their safety because you know that they have confiscated the protesters, these violent protesters who shot a weapon and beat this man, has your phone, knows where you live now, and you're not able to do anything about it because you're locked up, because you stopped. I'm just mortified by this. I truly am, and I truly mean it. I mean it, Susie. I'm going to Minnesota. I'm parking my car in the front of that courthouse, and I'm going to set up a protest. And I'm going to demand that they drop.
Would be great if we could somehow get in touch with Bogdan so that we could find out, like, what his first court date is or, you know, so that we could be there, get a group together and be there.
His first court appearance is going to be November 10th.
November 10th.
Yes, he'll make his first court appearance on November 10th. So, he's currently not in custody. Well, he's not in custody until these terrorists start throwing a fit and they want him arrested because he's been charged and now he's in danger. Oh, let's go get him and lock him up or we're going to burn down your city. And the governor of Minnesota, Mr. Tim Walz, is going to allow that to happen because you're too chicken shit to let our president help you. So, kudos to the people that voted him in. So, yes, I'm sorry. It is November 10th. So, they say that he does have an attorney, and he is currently setting up a GoFundMe page to help pay for, you know, this, his attorney's name is Mark Salam, and his attorney said that when the driver saw the crowd, this is Bogdan's thought. You guys, take yourself there that day for just a minute. Imagine yourself on Interstate 35 West Bridge. You're coming across that bridge, and you see thousands of people. Now, think about what your first initial reaction to do. Mine is to get the hell out of there any way that I can. I'm sure that that was his first initial thought. But instead of him making a gun, what do you call that, a gun hair decision, reaction, he rethought his decision to get out of there. And he said, this is what he said. His professional instinct and training to avoid hard braking that could have jackknifed the truck and could seriously have injured and or killed thousands of people, and instead slowed his vehicle while maneuvering through a parted crowd. well, that ought to give everybody what kind of mindset that this gentleman had, you know, that he was able to slow his thought process down to realize that he couldn't break hard or he would jackknife, and now he would be a murderer. You know, Susie?
That's right. That's right. I mean, he was in a no-win situation. He was in a, it was a lose-lose situation, and that's what, I just cannot wrap my mind around what it would have been like to have been in his shoes that day, and I cannot begin to fathom why the district attorney thought it was the proper thing to do to charge this man.
Oh, I can tell you why. You want to know why?
Well, I know why. He did it to pass the
Because he's afraid he won't get fired. He'll lose his job. He's afraid the protesters will come back and burn down the city again. So it's, you know, it's all about politics. It's all, it's not, it has nothing to do with a human's life. You know. So he doesn't care about Bogdan. He doesn't care about how Bogdan's going to have to live with this for the rest of his life, you know. I'm sure that when he was being interrogated that there was a language, we talked about this earlier, you know, a language barrier. And he was probably coerced into saying a lot of things that, you know, he didn't want to say, but he probably didn't really even understand what they were asking him. You know, the man had just been beaten. So, if you guys have anything that you want to say about this, call into the show. I want to hear what your thoughts are on it. You know, I want to know if you're going to join me in Minnesota. I want to know. I don't care if you join me or not, but, you know, there are numbers in power, power in numbers. I'm so dyslexic. Power in numbers. You know, if we can go to Washington, D.C. and protest for 21 days for the love of money, God's sake, you people can go to Minnesota for a man's life, that there is no value, there's no dollar sign you can put on this man's life. Please, guys, let's come together and let's go. Let's go up there. You know, let's show them that as a trucking community, we're not going to take this lying down. You know, I don't know what else to ask. I don't know what else to say other than, you know, this is one time that we need to come together, Susie. It needs to happen.
I agree, Lena. I agree. I mean, we've heard a lot of people in the industry that have had disagreements. We've heard it a lot. That everyone needs to lay down their swords. If ever there was a time when I feel like everyone should pull together and should unite, now is the time. Now is the time that we need to stand behind this strike, and we need to show our support, and we need to let the lawmakers know that enough is enough. Enough is enough.
That's right. Because if we don't do anything about this and we allow this to happen, or I know that we can't stop it. Maybe we can. Why shouldn't we try? If we allow this to happen, do you know what this new transportation subcommittee that's being created with Mothers Against Truckers and these other people are going to do to us? Do you realize what new regulations we're going to have to face, that if we even so much as spit on the sidewalk, they're going to violate us? Do you people understand this? Do you talking heads understand this? You have the potential to stop this. It is time that we do this. You going to Minnesota with me, Susie?
I will do my level best to be there, Lena. And we need to be working to get something together to get some other people on board. I mean, I understand that people have lives, and I understand you guys have to work. And, you know, I understand that you've got a load going here, there, and everywhere. But this is that one time. Like Lena said, we went to D.C. We dropped everything and went to D.C. Some of you sat on Constitution Avenue for 22 days. 22 days. If you can, in any shape, form, or fashion, show up, we have to be louder than those protesters. Those protesters are the reason that this man's life is hanging in the balance, because they screamed at the top of their lungs like little babies to have him charged. It is time for the silent to be louder than them.
Yes. And those SOS calls that we was doing in D.C., they need to happen in Minnesota. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, in front of that courthouse where Bogdan is going to be going to court, in front of the district attorney's office, in front of the governor's office, is where this fight needs
in
to go.
In front of the courthouse.
Yes, in front of the courthouse.
We need to find that courthouse, and we need to stand outside that damn courthouse, and we need to hold our signs, and we need to show our support and our solidarity for our community.
And our communities, the trucking community. Wives, sisters, daughters, aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, you know, nephews, the drivers. Get off of Facebook. Stop typing about it on Facebook. Come to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Show your outrage there. Show it there. Let it be public. Being on Facebook talking about it isn't going to do anything to save this man's life. Nothing. So, Susie posted the number. The number is 516-387-1733. Call into the show. Push extension 1. We want to hear what you guys think about this. We need to know. I need to know. I need to know what your thoughts is on this. And I truly mean it. I've already told my husband, I'm going to Minnesota. It doesn't mean you have to come with me. It doesn't mean I'm going to shut our company down. The truck will still run. I'll drive my Mustang up there. I'll go by myself. If I'm a lone soldier, I'm a lone soldier. But God dang it, I'm going to stand for something. Because if we don't stand for something, we don't stand for anything. Nothing. We aren't the American trucking heroes. We're not. And it is going to be a total disgrace if we lay down and take
it. It's really funny how quickly we went from everyone applauding the trucking industry and calling them heroes, and, you know, during the beginning of the COVID thing, you know, oh, truckers were heroes to everyone. How quickly they forget. How quickly they were forgotten. And look, I understand. We were all outraged by George Floyd's death. We were all watching that video. It was horrendous. No one's life should end that way. It was terrible. It was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
How is this okay? How is what they're doing to this man okay? Sure, he's still alive, but they're destroying his life. They're taking away his ability to provide a life for his family.
Yes. Yes, they are. They don't have the right to do that. You don't have the right to do that. You don't have the right to take this man's life away from him. I'm going to say it again. Bogdan Vertico, you are an American hero. You saved so many lives that day by not making an impulsive decision to slam on those brakes and jackknife that trailer and kill all of those, I'm going to call them terrorists. They're terrorizing the United States of America. So thank you. Thank you for not being a murderer. Thank you for not being a terrorist. Thank you for respecting the United States of America and upholding our Constitution and the right for us to all live and to live free. Thank you. I really hope that you see this. I truly do. So 516-387-1733. We've got a lot of viewers on here tonight. Don't just be viewers. I want to hear your voice. Let me hear your voice, guys. This is one time that you need to speak out. So come on in. It's safe here. You're safe here. They're safe here, aren't they, Susie?
You are always safe here, and your opinion is valued. Even if your opinion is different than ours, we value your opinion because, you know, I'm a person that believes that we can all learn something from one another, whether our opinions are the same or whether they are vastly different. We can all learn from one another, and we can all grow by learning from one another. You know, this is a hard topic, and this is something that Lena and I had steered away from. We tried, like Lena said in the beginning of the show, we tried to steer away from trucking politics. There's a lot of people that talk about trucking politics and the goings-on in trucking, and we've tried to steer clear of that. But this is one of those times when you can't stay quiet, because you staying quiet is part of the problem. It's part of the issue. You know, and okay, if you can't join us, if you can't go to Minnesota, if you can't go and show support for Bogdan that way, make some phone calls. Get on the phone. Wear that district attorney out. Write letters, emails. There are lots of ways that you can get involved and never have to leave the comfort of your couch or your truck or whatever the case may be. There are ways that you can be heard. There are ways that you can show support. And look, Alan, start a prayer chain. Be in prayer about this. And you know, whatever you can do to help, it goes a long way. You know, I've heard people often say that they don't feel like we really have a voice, that irregardless of what we think, what we do, how we vote, at the end of the day, the offices are going to be decided by the most powerful in this country. Well, you know, you can say that, but unless you're actively getting involved and trying to change things, then how can you sit there and say, oh, well, I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to write that letter. I'm not going to comment. You know, we can comment on any regulation that's coming down the pipe. There's an open comment period that we can go online to regulations.gov. It's very easy. We can read any new regulations that they're coming out with, that they're trying to get passed, or, you know, if someone's asked for an exemption for this or that. We get to be heard. The problem is a lot of us, I'm not one of those because I can be quite outspoken when I feel the need to. We can get involved in that way. We can make comments. We can go read these regulations they're trying to pass down the pike, or, you know, and it doesn't even have to involve trucking. It could be anything. You know, but unless you're getting involved and unless you're paying attention to what they're doing behind our back, I don't think they want you to know that website exists, because they want to keep you quiet, especially these big companies who are getting these rules passed to benefit them. Sure, they don't want you to know about it, because if the American public's out too loudly, maybe they won't get what they're asking for. Maybe their money can't buy anything. So we've got to be involved. and whatever way you can find to get involved, and whatever way you can get involved to show support, you need to do that. You need to make time to do that. You don't have to be the most well-spoken person. You don't have to be a person that could write a news article. As long as you can get your point across and show them that we're not going to take this laying down, that we're not going to turn our back on a fellow driver, that's going to, you know, that's going to make them have to make a different decision. You know,
that's
what
right.
would they do if everyone just said, no more, we're not delivering any more loads to your city, period. We're not delivering to your city, and we're not delivering within a 100-mile radius of your city. Then what would they do?
Exactly. What would they do? You know, and but you talk about, you know, writing a letter, making a phone call. Here's a question. Why is it that we can get on social media and we can have a conversation and we can have an argument with somebody who is irrelevant, that can't do anything about the industry? We'll spend hours on social media doing that instead of taking that time and our fingers and what we're saying and taking it to the people that really matters, that are relevant, that can do something for our industry. Because we're afraid? We really think that arguing with Charles Claiborne or Mike Landis or CJ Carmen or Rick Santiago is going to change our industry? Russell Rego? Are you guys serious right now? Do you really think that being on Facebook arguing with them, when you could be taking that argument to your senators, to your congressmen, to the district attorney, to the governor, to the mayor, to the people that really can stop what's going on right now, we'd rather get on Facebook and we'd rather have an argument with somebody who's irrelevant. Can you explain that to me, Susie? You know, I got off of Facebook because I'm just exhausted from all of the negativity and you know, just basically all of the bullshit that goes on Facebook on a daily basis. Haven't been on there. Don't say anything about anything, about nothing. You know, and I still get crucified. Fine, whatever.
I know, Lena, and I know it's frustrating, and I know it's hard. Because I watch it and I see it, and like you said, I've quit because I used to watch and listen. I tried to support everyone because you've even given me a hard time about it, Lena. You know,
because
you've said, I mean, to not be so positive all the time. And again, it's like I said, we hear it preached and we hear it said that everyone needs to lay down their sword. Well, I'm going to say this. We need to learn to forgive, forget, and move forward.
That's right.
You don't have to be my friend. You don't have to be Lena's friend. I don't have to be your friend. But what we do have to do is we have to coexist and we have to find a way to one another up. We need to stop looking for negative things to nitpick someone for. It happened to Rick Santiago. I saw it happen. I watched it happen. Rick went from this big voice that was trying to do good and trying to be involved with the May Day event and bring awareness to he was being crucified for his past. I watched that happen, literally unfold right before our eyes. A lot of us did. Same thing with Charlie Claiborne. Same thing with many countless of other. Wayne Campbell is being crucified every chance they get. They're talking about Wayne's past. And you know what? Keep talking about Wayne's past. Because as long as you're living in the past, nothing is going to change. Nothing will ever change if we are continuously living in the past, digging up dirt on one another, and more worried about I want people to like me more than they like Wayne. I want people to like me more than they like Cheryl. I want people to like me more. That's not going to bring about change. Change is going to happen when we all realize that we all bring something to the table. We all bring something to the table.
You're right. We all do bring something to the table. And here's the funny thing. Maybe your way isn't my way, but the end result is what we both want. It's the exact same thing. So maybe if I take your way and my way and we incorporate that, we're going to get results, guys. We're going to get results. And you know, and I'm not saying this to you, Susie, so I'm just using you for an example. You know, if
yes,
you
ma'am.
And I were to go, if you and I was to go at this Minneapolis, Minnesota thing, and, you know, it came down to who needed the glory for it, who needed to be recognized for it. I don't need to be recognized for it. I'll step back. You can have it because it's not about fame. It's not about getting your 15 seconds of social media fame. It's not. When are you guys going to realize that as long as you continue to keep behaving and doing and saying the things that you're doing and the mannerism that you're doing it in, nothing is going to change. It's just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. It's time to grow up.
That's exactly right, Lena, you know.
God, it's so past time to come together, guys. Hey, Ronald, glad to see you could join us tonight. Thank you so much. It's okay. You don't have to worry about being late. These are recorded. You can catch them on Blog Talk. You can catch them on Facebook. You can catch them on Anchor, Radio Public, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. The show is going everywhere. So it's all right. You don't have to be on Facebook to catch the show, but thanks for joining tonight. You know, I have work that I have to do tonight, but I'm going to be back on Sunday, and I think I'm going to leave on Tuesday. I'm going to head out of Missouri on Tuesday. So that's going to put me, hey, Lori, how are you tonight? This is a very dark, deep show because we have something going on in our industry that is very disturbing, and Susie and I are going to take a stand. We're going to take a stand, and I'm throwing you in here, but I'm volunteering you, my friend. But I'm leaving out here on Tuesday from Aurora, Missouri, and that's going to put me in Minneapolis on Thursday. So I don't know what time on Thursday, but I can promise you guys come Friday morning, you will see me Facebook Live in front of that courthouse where he's going to be standing to be brought up on these charges with my sign, with my bullhorn, protesting for this man's rights. So if you want to join me, please come. Come in your cars. You don't got to shut your business down. If you're delivering a load in Minneapolis, Minnesota, come. Come. I will get the address of where the courthouse is for you so that you can join me. Let's take a stand for this man. Let's do something for this family. You know, we're constantly coming on here and begging people to donate to Trucker's Final Mile and all of these other organizations. We have a chance to do something good for somebody, you know, that we could possibly convince this district attorney that he's lost his flippin' ass mind and that he needs to just dismiss all these charges, apologize to Bogdan for humiliating him, and bringing those terrorists up on charges. So, that's what I think. What do you think, Susie?
Oh, I don't think there's any more we can say. You know, if you cannot find it in your heart to unite and come together to try to save this driver from the fate of losing everything he's worked hard for. I mean, this man is facing jail time, probably fines, if I had to guess. I haven't had a chance to really research what these charges he's facing carry as far as penalties. But
well, you know, you talk and I'll find out.
Okay, you go ahead. And, you know, he could lose his license. It's my understanding, I'm not positive, but it's my understanding he was an owner-operator. So that truck is literally his employment, his business, his everything. It's how he feeds his family. And I don't want to see this man lose everything he has. Because we can't come together and stand against a tyrannical district attorney who is willing to gamble a man's life. He's really, in my opinion, this man is a sacrificial lamb. They're going to make an example out of this man. And that's not fair. That is not okay with me. Just like it was not okay when they did it to Reginald Denny and they beat him half to death. Luckily for Bogdan, they didn't beat him to that point. But they still terrorized that man, and they terrorized his pregnant wife. How could anyone think that that's okay? We used to value women and children in this country. You know, what happened to those days? What happened to the days of women and children came first? You know, it's sad. It's so very, very sad that in this situation, this man is being paraded around and drugged through the mud and, you know, we can't sit back and just let this happen. We can't sit back quietly and idly and just act like, well, it's not our problem. We didn't do it. It didn't happen to us. No, it didn't happen to us. But what happens? Let me pose this question, guys. And I don't care who you're voting for. It doesn't matter to me. It does not matter to me in the least. I don't want to know, because polite conversation should not decide who you're voting for or your religion. That's just the old-fashioned person in me. But the way I see it, come election or the day after the election, let's say, what, 2 weeks from now? A little less than 2 weeks from now? What happens if President Trump gets reelected? What do you guys think is going to happen then? If that comes to fruition, do you not think that these protesters that have been acting like this for 100-some-odd days now, do you not think that they are going to absolutely lose their ever-loving minds and they're really going to turn up the heat in this country? Or, you know, let's say Biden gets office. How do we know that the other side's not going to, you know, that the Trumps aren't going to be like, no, it's fraud. We're going to take to the streets and we're going to protest. So no matter what, we cannot stay quiet any longer. We stayed quiet when we were in D.C. for the most part. That was a very peaceful protest. It was a time that people gathered and ate and broke bread together, loved on one another, laughed, had a great time. We were made fun of because of it, because they tried to say that, you know, they tried to say, oh, y'all were just up there having a good time. Y'all weren't really up there doing anything, because we were peaceful. And I still want to remain peaceful, but at the same time, we have to be heard. It's time for us to be heard. We were never acknowledged until everyone got loud.
That's right.
Okay,
and
Anna,
the fact
what'd
that...
you find for us?
What?
What did you find for us? Did you find out about the charges?
I did. So for a felony conviction, a court can impose a prison sentence of 1 year or more, depending on the state and the nature of the threat. A conviction for making a terroristic threat can result in prison sentence of 40 or even 100 more or years in prison. So we don't know that this felony count of threats, what is the context of that? Are they going to say because of his nationality that it was a terroristic act? So for that's what that's for. And then for the gross misdemeanor criminal vehicular operation carries up to 1 year in jail or a $3,000 fine. There are two different felony offenses of criminal vehicular operations. So this man is fucked. If he gets convicted, he's fucked, guys. And just know that you sat back and you let this happen because you didn't go up there and you didn't say anything. I'm not doing that. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning into our show tonight. Please give it some thought. I'm begging you to please give it some thought. Be kind. Be respectful. Hold the door open. Say hello to your fellow driver. If you see somebody broke down on the side of the road, help them. Help them. Let's bring
yes,
back
ma'am.
The Madre trucks. Speaking of trucking, I got to go. I got to go deliver a load. So I love you, Susie, and we can take this up.
I love
you,
too, Anna.
In Minneapolis, so... Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Oh, hold on. Is that you? Do we have a caller?
Oh, do we have a caller?
We have a caller.
Hello?
Hello, 4
And we're going
to
the phone line to get the last caller of the night.
Well, thank
How
you
are
for
you?
Coming on in. We got to wrap this
How
up a little
tonight?
Bit because I got to go. Susie, unless you want to jump on here and shut this down off Blog Talk for me when our lovely caller.
Oh, it's fine. I just wanted to comment on that. I don't think that guy's got anything to worry about because his lawyers are going to argue that the protesters committed a crime as well, and he was scared for his life. So he's got a good defense.
Oh, absolutely.
We know that he's going to do that, but that district attorney is going to lose his job. And they don't want to fear their city being burnt down because we know that governor's not going to do a damn thing about it. So the world's going to be flipped upside down again. Is this Taylor, by the way?
It is. It is.
Taylor, I'm not going to, you know, I've stepped out of this whole trucking politics thing, but this is one thing I'm going to stand up for, and I'm not going to stand for it.
Oh.
You're going to see me in Minneapolis.
Hey, let me tell you something. You're a truck driver. You're a truck driver. You have every right to get into trucking politics.
I'm
Congratulations,
going.
By the way. Keep it short and sweet. I just want to congratulate you. You did well in getting your license, and welcome to the trucking industry. So
awesome,
y'all close
Taylor.
It down. I'll see y'all soon.
Hey,
have a good
bye,
night,
brother.
Taylor. Thank you for calling.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Good night, everybody. I got to go.
Good night, Lana. Have fun.
Okay, good night.